message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the blessing of being in your house. Lord, I pray that this preaching will be by your own spirit and according to your will, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that your word will bring light in the lives of the people and it will bear fruit to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I'll read from 2 Corinthians 13, 5 to 6, Genesis 3, 8, and Isaiah 4, 29. I'll start from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know. I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. If you examine yourself, you will know. If you examine yourself, you will know whether you are in the faith or you are not in the faith. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. This is the account of Adam and Eve after they sinned, after they ate the fruit. And so we pick it from verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." Isaiah 4, 29. We are going to read together. If you are there, Isaiah 40, 29. Sorry. If you are there, we'll read together. One, two, read. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. That is the plan of God for you. Praise the Lord. That whatever will come in your future, that you will not faint, you will not back out, you will not be weary, but that you will overcome by the power of God. Praise the Lord. At this time of the year, as the year is coming to end, as the year is winding down, we admonish every member of Family Worship Center, wherever you are, to do two things, which we should have talked about over two Sundays, but we are combining the two to talk about the two today. One is that you take time to review the year 2023. Do an evaluation, appraisal of 2023. And then two, that you do take time and do a personal retreat in order to prepare and seek the face of God for 2024. Amen? Hallelujah. Review 2023, do a retreat, prepare, seek God for 2024. Take stock. Hallelujah. Don't just rush into 2024. Don't just be in a hurry. Quickly dump 2023 and jump into 2024. Pause. Take stock. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 9, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in all knowledge and discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ," that you may approve the things that are excellent. As you review the year, you begin to look at your actions, your decisions, your character, your lifestyle, your activities through the year, and you pick out which one, this was excellent, this was not excellent, this was excellent, this was not excellent. You approve the ones that are excellent, and you do something about the ones that are not excellent. Praise the Lord. The Living Bible version of verse 10 says that you will see the difference between what is important and what is not, and choose what is important. Hallelujah. The difference between what is important and what is not. How did I use my time? Did I use my time on the things that are important or things that are not important? How did I use my money? Important things or not important things? Did I hang out with important people or not important people? How did I serve God or I did not? The things that are important and the ones that are not. And so you pick out from your life, important, not important, important, not important. No, here, not good, not good. Here, good. That you choose and do something about the ones that you know were not important. Like we say, what worked, what didn't work, what went well, and what didn't go well. Praise the Lord. What is the source of appraisal? How did it all start? God himself is the source of appraisal. Amen? God himself. God appraises himself. God evaluates himself. God checks the things that he has done to see whether they are okay. If they are not okay, he will always do something about it. He will always do something about it. Genesis 1, the account of creation, the earth was, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, without form and void. And the Lord said in verse 4, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. I told you about sin 2 weeks ago. And so what God did, when he created light, he evaluated it. He appraised it. He examined it. He checked it and see whether it was good or not. And at the end of the day, he judged it to be good and say it was good. Then he moved to the next thing. He wasn't going to move to the next thing unless he appraised what he has done and it was good. And that is the God we have. You can't just jump into 2024 without first pause. Go over 2023. You don't just go on as if nothing happened. In verse 10, he separated the land from the sea and he said it was good. He created the sun and the moon. He looked at it and said it was good. He created everything in the waters, verse 21, and said it was good. Verse 25, he created the animals. He looked at them and said it was good. So for everything that God created, step by step by step, he will first pause and look at it and assess it and appraise it. When he's satisfied that that thing is good, then he moves to the next one. Amen? Hallelujah. And then he got to the point where he created man. After creating man, he evaluated it again. He looked at it again. And this time around, what did he say? It is not good that man be alone. This one, I don't like it like this. I have looked at it, I have evaluated it, I have gone over it, and it is not good. And so God corrected it by bringing a woman. Amen? Praise the Lord. If you are a wife sitting next to your husband, say to him, I am your correction. Hallelujah. But it's as if he's just looking straight. Hallelujah. And if you have any single man next to you, just look at them and shake your head. Don't say anything to them. They get the gist. It means it is not good. It's not good. Your life is not good. Hallelujah. So when God looked at it, he said, it's not good that man be alone. So he did something about it. Amen? That is the kind of God we have. Observe Jesus in Mark chapter 8, verse 23. When he was going to heal the man, the Bible says he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his eyes on him, excuse me, he asked him if he saw anything. And that is evaluation, asking questions. Appraisal, asking questions. Examination, asking questions. So Jesus asked him, are you seeing well? The healing that he did, he wanted to be sure that it was good. Amen? And the man said, I see men like, and Jesus said, it's not good. And the Bible says he laid his hand on him again. Again. Some of you, you will do the things that you didn't do well in 2023. When you see them, you will do them again until you get it right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he put his hand on him, he prayed for him again, and he saw clearly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so when God came to Adam and Eve in the garden after they sinned, God didn't just say, these people have sinned, let's move on. Plan of salvation, let's roll it, let's start. No, God didn't do that. God did not say, what's the next thing? How do we salvage the situation? How do we save the situation? These people have sinned now. Let me see what I can do. Okay, Adam and Eve, let's go. Let's begin to, God, first of all, pause and say, Adam, let's first of all evaluate the situation. Let's know where we are before we jump into 2024. What have we done in 2023? In this 2023, where have we gotten ourselves to? And he was basically saying to him, Adam, where have you gotten yourself to? By your decisions, by your actions, by the things you have done, by the things you have done and not done in 2023, where are you? Where are you? And until Adam answered that question, God was not going to move on. As much as God was eager to start rolling the plan of salvation, he wasn't eager to do that. Adam, where are you? It was important for that to be addressed. Understanding of where you are will help you to go to where you are going to. It has a lot to do with the success of whether you make it there or not. In fact, it helps you to prepare if you understand where you are. If I tell you to walk to the gate, because you know you are here, you will just start walking, isn't it? Because you know where you are. But if I tell you to go to Lagos, the preparation is different. You have to get money for flight. You have to take maybe some change of clothes. But if you are in Lagos and I ask you to go to a part of Lagos, you may not carry anything. And so knowing where you are will even help you to prepare to go to where you are going, know what is ahead of you, and know whether you will even make it or not. So it was important for him to locate himself. Ladies and gentlemen, let's not just brush over 2023, especially if you did not do well. You want to just do the ostrich style, pretend as if you didn't do well, and just go on quickly to 2024. Let's pause and tell ourselves the truth. Praise the Lord. Or else you'll be an accident going to happen in 2024. And that should not be your portion in Jesus' name. He did not ask Adam, who are you? He asked him, where are you? And you know, sometimes we want to assess people, we look at who they are. Who are you? So he did not ask, who are you? I'm a medical doctor, but where are you with God? Who are you? I'm a millionaire, but where are you with your relationships? Who are you? I'm a farmer, but where are you in faithfulness? Where are you? He wants to know where his decisions, his lifestyle, had taken him to, and for him to be able to locate that. Amen? Hallelujah. God didn't ask the angels to come and look at what he did. He didn't even ask the Holy Spirit, come and look at, because they did all together. God assessed himself by himself. Abi? Yeah, God looked at it and saw that it was good. He looked at it and saw that it was not good, and he made it good. So that is self-assessment. That is what you are going to do. You are going to tell yourself the truth. God will always look at the things he has done and do something about it by himself. The Bible where we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, says, examine and test and evaluate, amplified version. Examine, test, and evaluate. Examine, test, and evaluate your own self by yourself. Your own self by yourself. Test and prove yourself. Test and prove yourself. The Message Bible version, I like this one. It says, test yourselves and make sure that you are solid in the faith. Make sure that you are solid in the faith, which means without testing yourself, you will not know where you are. Am I right to say that? Yeah. It will take you examining and testing yourself to be able to know. So actually, it's possible for us not to even know where we are because we have not put ourselves through a test. Examine yourself, it says, to know. So without that self-examination, you may not really know. It will shock you just where you are if you take the time to truly examine yourself. Don't drift along taking everything for granted. Give yourself what? Regular checkups. Regular checkups. That is a successful life. You will always take time to check yourself. Check yourself. Regular checkups. This checking is the checking you do for yourself by yourself. Give yourselves regular checks to be able to know. Because nobody knows you as much as you know yourself. You know, but even the one where they pretend for us, you know the truth. You know the truth. Nobody understands what you have gone through in 2023 like yourself. Nobody. And so what are the areas I want to encourage you this morning to look at as 2023 is coming to end? At the beginning of the year, the word of the Lord came to us by our senior pastor. And what is that word? Living wisely, intentionally. Amen? Intentional living. Making progress. Of course, the slogan, all these things will follow you. Praise the Lord. And so she told us about intentional living in 2023. That we live deliberately. Did you live like that? Did you live like that this year? She said, leave nothing to chance. That our lives in 2023 should be planned living. The way you dress, the way you talk, the way you go to work, the way you do everything, the way you come to church, that you should not take anything, you should do everything deliberately. You should be serious about everything that you do. No casual day. So you are going to go through 2023 and see the number of days that you are casual and document them. It's important. She told us about Bible examples of those who lived intentionally, about Daniel. Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's food. And so that became a guide for him throughout the period. What were the decisions you took when this word came in January? The things you said, I will not, and the things you said, I will. Did you stick to them? It is time to tell yourself the truth. He told us about Joseph, who refused knowing the plan of God and the purpose of God for his life. Joseph said, I will not sleep with her. Joseph was concerned about offending God much more than offending men. Was that how you lived in 2023? Concerned, mind full of God. Did we live like that? He told us about Jesus. The devil gave him 3 juicy offers. But Jesus turned them down. The Bible says he set his face like a flint to Jerusalem. He knew what he came for. He said, don't you know that I must be about my father's business? Whose business have you been about in 2023? What did you use most of your time for? What did you use most of your time for? I must be about my father's business. When Peter was going to come and obstruct him in that journey, he said, get thee behind me. How many Satans did you ask to go behind me? Or how many did you join to walk in 2023? It's important. Amen? In case you are pretending that you have forgotten the word, I am reminding you. Praise the Lord. And a number of areas where we are to work intentionally. Number one, we should be intentional about making progress. that you sit down and say, which areas of my life, which ones am I planning to make progress, in which areas? That you sit down and have a, I will do this and this and this. By this month, I will be here. By this month, I will be here. Be deliberate about the progress you want to make. Did you make it like that and did you live like that? That is important. Number two, be intentional about loving God. Be intentional about loving God. That we make God number one, number two, and number three. Do you remember? Number one, two, and three of our lives in this year. That anything that is important in your life must be God. Anything that is important in your life must be God. Be conscious of his presence. Wherever you are, on whatever you do. Oh, Lord. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy. How many times are you conscious of God all the time in 2023? Being conscious of him all the time in 2023. Be intentional about being the best you. Spirit, body, and soul. There is a more beautiful you. You were told in January that is yet to come out. Have you done anything to bring that person out? Has that person come out? Or is he still hidden? He's still under the bed. Be intentional about your mental health. It's time to be sincere. No pretense. The more you see, the more you understand. That should be your life. Amen? Have people around you that will not judge you. People you can confide in. That if we don't box, you don't keep things in your heart. That in 2023, you open up, you talk, you share. You relate with people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number five, that we'll be intentional about relationships. Be intentional about relationships. Keep relationships that will fill your cup. Did you do that? Relationships that will validate you and still tell you the truth. That in 2023, we should find a balance. A friend that will validate you and will still tell you the truth. And she told us that you need people in your life. You cannot be a loner in 2023. How many friends did you make in 2023? Or should we be asking, how many did you drop? How many relationships spoiled? Be intentional about church attendance. See, this one is easy to measure. Church attendance. And we're told about four leaders. Sunday, Friday, Tuesday, and Thursdays. For the rest of us, Friday, Sunday, and Thursday, were we there all the time? How well did you do with that? How well did you do with that? Be intentional about giving. About giving. Have a plan for giving. Did you have this year? Did you walk by it? Did you walk by it? Some of us, we started though January, by February. Even tight, but you don't chop them. You don't chop them. All the things you wrote in your Bible, you will give are inside your stomach. Thank God our stomachs are hidden. If we'll open people's stomachs now, you are going to see somebody's school fees. Inside somebody's stomach, you're going to see somebody's hospital bill. Inside somebody's stomach, you're going to see a whole branch of a church that they promise themselves they will sponsor. That branch of church, the branch is sitting in their stomach. Because they didn't do what they said they will do. And number eight, we are told to be intentional about legacy. 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 We have been told about being generational thinkers. Have a spiritual plan. A spiritual plan for your spiritual life. a spiritual plan for my spiritual life. I need improvement in my spiritual life. What plan am I putting down? And you have a plan. A plan for service and ministry. Some of you have promised so early this year you will serve in one ministry. You have signed up, but they have not seen you up till now. You have not come back. Some of you say, it's children's church. You went once. Went to children's church second time. Next time, one child is crying here, another one is vomiting on your shoulder, another one's nappy is dirty, you need to change it. You say, I know they go again. You enter worship team, you come once, you come twice, you come on Thursday, you come on Sunday, you are becoming, in your mind, completely churched out. And in fact, this Pastor Helen, you started not disliking her, and you started looking at her with one eye. She wants to kill you. She's drilling you too much. And then we didn't see you again. I have heard about care group leaders that have left their care groups this year. That one surprised me pass. You are the pastor of the church. They come to church, pastor no day. Pastor don't abandon church. He don't jackpago. What is it? Jesus. And that coordinator, he thinks that he can just talk to me as if they are paying me, as if they are paying me for what I'm doing. That my dick himself, he thinks that he can just tell me to do anything, as if now my papa work. In fact, I have decided that I'm not going to. So you have left it in your mind. You have left their work for them. In your mind, it is their work. Tell yourself the truth. Where did most of your money go to? Where did most of your money go to? That is where your heart is. That is where your heart is. So we encourage you to take time. Sometime between before the end of the year, preferably, between 2 to 7 days, and just wait on God. Do this evaluation. Do this appraisal. You alone with God. Hopefully, you will tell yourself the truth. You alone with God. And we tell people that when you are going to do that, find a quiet, isolated place. You are not going to say, I will stay in my house and do my retreat. It will not work. Small time, Junior is calling, I want to eat. Another one is calling, I want to drink water. Your wife is calling that NEPA has finished. You are going to go to... You will go preferably a hotel, a house, somebody's house. Maybe the people have traveled. They can give you a room, a good quiet place that you can do your retreat. But please, especially heads of households, you must take time to retreat and to seek the face of God for next year. Very, very important. Very important. What do I go with? You carry, especially the most important thing, carry the word of God in different forms. In different forms. Because that is what will do it. It's the word of God that will do it. If you like, carry a drum of anointing oil. If you like, carry 20 fires. If you like, carry 20, what do they call that thing? Shovels and mantles. The word of God in different forms. Not just one Bible, carry different versions of the Bible. There is the way they will speak to you. It is the word of God that will do it for you. First of all, the word of God will show you who you are. And then the word of God will build you. I commend you to God and the word of his grace, Acts 20:32, which is able to build you and give you an inheritance. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this word of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, but in it you shall meditate day and night, that you will observe to do according to all that is written in it. And then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will find And then you will find good success. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not stand in the counsel of the ungodly, who does not sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in it he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters. Planted. 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 And so issues will come in 2024. Nothing will shift. Issues will come in 2024. Christ is my firm foundation. The solid rock on which I stand. And if there is any area of your life where you are struggling, having issues, expose it to the word of God. That is the time to expose it to the word of God. Expose it to the word of God. The Bible says we all with unveiled faces are looking as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Are being transformed into that same image. From glory to glory to glory to glory. And as you are interacting with the word of God, interacting with the word of God, things will begin to explode in your spirit. Your eyes will begin to open to things. God will begin to show you things. And by the time you begin to intercede, by the time you begin to declare, by the time you begin to pray, you will give birth to things there. Things that you, when you come out, then you will handle them physically in that place. It is not time for you to go there or his hotel. When I get ice cream, when I get yogurt, do you have that chicken that the chicken that I is not. Also, wait on God. Be fasting during the period. You can eat light. Not give me something light like Eva. Okay. Eat light preferably in the evenings just to sustain you, not to go there. And why? Because your spirit must be alert in that time. Because that is when things happen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you take time and spend time with God. Praise the Lord. Bible says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. That is a place to renew your strength. Like the eagle. Because the eagle will remove the old feathers. And it will bring out the new feathers. And so it's time for you to begin to plug out. Plug out. I don't like this lifestyle. I don't like this habit. I don't like the way I did this. I don't like this decision. I don't like this one. I don't like this one. You are removing and removing. And then new feathers will have been transformed into the same image. From glory to glory to glory. As you are interacting, that is coming to you. You are receiving that and you are getting that and you are moving forward. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because primarily, thank you. You are going there for the word of God and the voice of God. The word of God and the voice of God. That is what you are going for. You are not going there for any entertainment or any revelation or one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lead not on your own understanding. In all your ways. In all your ways. In all your ways. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And he will do what? He directs only those that acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct. So you take every area of your life and commit to him in 2024. After you have sincerely dealt with 2023. And then seek that he directs your path. Shows you where to go. He will lead you. He said you will hear a voice continually behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Walk in it. He will direct you as where you will go and the things that you are going to do. The things that you are going to do. And for a lot of us, 2023, we will do a lot of carryover. From 2023 into 2024. A lot of carryover because that 2023, we didn't do it well. We didn't do it well. How many people were we supposed to get planted in church? How many? So tell yourself the truth. Maybe it's half you have done. So you are going to carry that. I would say it's 2023. The Lord forgives and forgets. And you correct your life. You correct your life. You do the things that you will do. Finally, let me say this. In all your plans that you will plan, don't forget. Pastor told us the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God. The second is love who? Your neighbor as yourself. Ask yourself, how am I going to be a blessing to God in 2024? How am I going to be a blessing to others in 2024? Don't come out with all these selfish plans. If those commandments are number one and two, then in your plan, they must also be number one and two. And the Lord will guide you. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, or has it entered into the hearts of men? The things that who? So the things are with him. All the exploits of 2024 are with him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. And he will show you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to pray for some people here. If you are here this morning and you say, Pastor, truly, I have looked at 2023 and I know that I didn't live right. I did not do well. I need God's help. I need God's intervention. Say, Pastor, please pray for me. You may be here this morning and you say, I need God's forgiveness. I had took 2023 for granted. I live my life anyhow and see where it has gotten me. And I was asking, where are you? You know where your actions have led you to, where they have gotten you to. And you say, Pastor, please pray for me. I need God's forgiveness.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.